Okay, hello everyone. Hello. Back with me, Naufal, and today we are with a special guest.
Yeah, my name is Theogene Rutambuka.
Yes, my friend Theo is from Rwanda.
Yeah.
Inshallah. Okay, so the first part of this podcast, could you please share with us the special characteristics of your country's culture that is different from other countries?
Thank you very much for your question. Rwanda is a country in East Africa. Of course, it has some uniqueness in its culture,
sharing with the people, having common. Actually, we have one culture. One culture that we share it, one language. Those are some elements which make us to be united. This is, I think, one of the specific or one particular thing which differentiates Rwanda maybe with the other nations, one culture and one language. So I think those are some specific aspects of our culture. Maybe we have also another component of receiving visitors in a very specific way. Just we have a saying like, a visitor or a customer is a king, and you know how a king is treated. So that's some aspect of our uniqueness of our culture. Yeah.
So, what kind of culture do you have? Like, is there something like special events in every year or something you can explain to us?
In event we have like every year we have like Hilos Day.
Hilos. Yeah. What is that?
Hilos, it's a day we celebrate the people who sacrificed or who did a great contribution to the development of a country. So we have so many, like people who start liberation war, like Mejino Frederick Rugema is one among them. So we have the former prime minister, she's a woman, her name is Agathe. So those are some people we celebrate every year. So we also celebrate Liberation Day on 4th
Independence
July.
Day.
There is Independence Day and the Liberation Day. Liberation Day.
All Liberation
and Day. Independence Day.
It's different. So, what is the difference?
Oh, the difference is the Independence took place, I think, so many years ago in the 60s. But liberation, it is also another aspect of our history when we used to have some refugees out of the country who has been persecuted or maybe who has been prevented from their rights. So they try to regain it. So we also celebrate this kind of event. So to give them, to honor this kind of day, this modern day in our history.
So the Liberation Day happened after the Independence Day?
Yes.
After?
Yeah.
How many years between them?
It's more than like 30 years.
Oh, around 30
yeah.
years.
Yeah.
Okay. Which one is more precious to you? Is it the Independence Day or the Liberation Day?
Liberation.
Why?
I think it is the... you understand when we have so we have people whose right has been denied to come back to their country.
Okay.
So then they try to regain it. So that's something important.
Oh,
yeah.
If we are looking at Indonesia, maybe it is like the 1998 Reformation, you know? Have you heard about the Reformation?
Yeah, I have heard something like that. Okay, it's just like that.
So it's like the second Independence Day, you know?
Yeah.
As you know, Indonesia got its independence in 1945.
Yeah, 1945.
Yeah, but for the period between 1945 and 1998, there are some different kinds of regimes. I mean, they are good in their own respects, but we are not really complete in our development as a nation state, you know.
Mm.
So when the Reformation happened, it's like combining between the first president and the second president. You know? The first president is Sukarno, he focuses on democracy, but for the what is it, the welfare of the people, he's not really successful in that.
Yeah.
And for the Suharto's time, it's the complete opposite. So the democracy is limited, but he could deliver welfare to the people. So the Reformation is in 1998 has the dream of combining between democracy and welfare.
Reforms.
Okay. Still in the first question, is there anything you can explain to us about the clothes, the special traditional clothes, or
traditional
dances,
clothing, and the dancing? I think they are like, maybe here we have some similarities. Especially traditional clothing is used in ceremony, like here, especially in wedding, maybe some special events. Also, style of dancing, it is based on cultural aspect, like also in people dancing, they use the traditional clothing. Like also our dance is somehow slow. It is also among the elements of our culture when it comes to culture compared to other aspect of our culture, our customs, and whatever. So dance and clothing are among them, which distinguish one is with the other people.
Is it colorful, the clothing?
Yeah, sometimes the white and the black, I think they dominated. Yeah, call it migongo. We have some style called migongo. It's like you should paint, make a kind of painting on clothes. So currently we are trying to modernize them. In a process called the Made in Rwanda. It means made now product like those ones based on our Rwandan model. Yeah. Like maybe you have batik model.
Yeah, so you something have like that. Something like
that. It's in this context, in the context like batik.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the color, is it they have? Do you have like a
so far, have
signature
the
color?
I don't have the model right now, but I should have it. Maybe I should show you in other pictures. But it's a kind of model showing traditional clothing in its own uniqueness. Yeah.
Okay, and before we move on to the next question, I want to ask about the part of culture that is not cannot be directly seen, you know. I mean, culture that regards to, you know, attitude of the people. If we can see that every nation has its own special culture regarding attitude. For example, in Indonesia they like to smile, or in Turkey they really respect other people's rights and so on. How about in Rwanda? What is the special attitude?
Smile is also something important. Also, respecting visitors. Like before I told you, my country, a visitor, a customer, is considered like a king.
Really?
Yes. And I told you, you know how a king is treated. So we have so many saying respecting visitors. So we have some expression, maybe some of them could not understand because they are in the local language. But those are some saying showing you how a visitor is respected. So we respect the visitors too much.
Like a king.
Yeah, like a king. Yeah. Something like that.
That's a new information for me. It's inspiring. Yeah.
But also here they respect the visitors. Yeah. That's a similarity.
Okay. Let's move on to the next question. So we talked before about the topic of uniting Africa. So what do you think about the issue of uniting Africa? Should it be done?
Uniting Africa, it is possible, but it requires too much effort. It requires too much collaboration between leaders themselves, between people themselves, and people should understand that it is their own responsibility to do that. Nobody else should come outside to do that. So it's possible. Yeah.
So do you think it should be done?
I believe in it.
It should be done.
Yes.
It's important.
It is important and it is possible, provide that people should understand. It should be everybody's responsibility, not somebody's.
Not only just the elite, yeah?
Yes. Every African, where he sit, whether he is older or young, whether he is poor or rich, where he is a woman and a man, everybody should understand that this is his or her own responsibility. This should be possible.
Okay, now I understand. So, it should be done only if all African people are
understanding their responsibility, and again, it is sometimes surprising. For instance, if we remove like those kind of visa, I want to come to go to one country, to another country, then I need a visa. How comes? This is our continent. So, first of all, so we need a strong unity in many aspects. So, regardless race, regardless other type of belief, so we understand that Africans need to be united. And we have what it requires. What it requires, we have all the requirements.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we have resources, we have whatever, everything. Actually, we have everything.
You have all you need to be independent.
Yes.
Even economically.
Economically, the economy is in Africa, they have everything almost. Yeah, it means it is possible to make the continent develop, to make the continent united. It's possible.
So let's move on to the next question. So if uniting Africa should be done, should it be like a one state or as an integrated area like the European Union?
Actually, this European Union model should not make Africa united.
Yeah,
this should not be make Africa flourish, but it should be done in a model like, of course, in a model like a confederation.
Oh.
But whereby we don't need this kind of, whereby people should move freely without a visa. So maybe, of course, you cannot wake up in the morning, then you say the bigger continent like that one, it becomes like one country. It's not easy. People have different cultures. Different beliefs, different languages, it's something complicated. So, but you can maybe say, okay, let people have in this country and culture, this language, maybe they should do something like that. So you should just make like a federation. Federation is possible.
Like the United States of America.
Yes, that's possible.
It's an interesting prospect. Yeah. So what do you think should be the main properties? Is it do you need like the same currency or one capital state as we know the Federation of United States?
What we should need is the one currency.
One currency.
Yes. If we have one currency, everything will be settled.
Okay.
Yes, because if we have one currency, remember currency is something important. Everything should be on the line. In line. There's no problem if we have one currency. Maybe of course we might have also like one city which is coordinating all of those areas, regions, or maybe those other states.
Like Washington DC, yeah?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. But it might be possible in that perspective. Yeah.
Okay. Mm. So let's talk about something more practical. So what is your expectation for the future of Africa in the next 50 years? So what should be done or what will happen?
Next 50 years, I don't see that they be too... When you look at the 15 years and the generation we have today, so I believe there might be some change that might make Africa develop. Yeah, 50 years, because as the days goes on, so there are some young people maybe who have mindset
different from maybe the mindset that was there in 15 years ago. So that, I think that should we have an impact and an influence, especially in West Africa. So it has been started. People has now started to understand what's the problem they have. So what do they have to do? I think there are people who, I don't remember if there are people who started like, I don't remember well, but I think there are some countries like Mali and Burkina Faso, they want to make like one state, but also it's not easy taking two countries, then you combine them. So, but the new generation will make some impact. I'm sure about that. Yeah, of course, it is different. When we have a young generation, you know, it has different mindset with the older one. So there will be some improvement in terms of developing Africa.
Especially people who studied abroad like you, yeah?
Yeah, of course.
You got out of Rwanda to Indonesia to study. Of course, you will have some change in your mindset.
So we should contribute to the development of the country. And I think the country is... He's waiting more from us. Yeah.
So one currency and then one, you can say a capital city, but the shape is federation.
Yeah, federation, that might be good.
It's interesting, and I hope that I can also get deeper. Yes.
Yeah, we'll visit one day.
Yeah. And also, I'm thinking about this for Southeast Asia, you know. Southeast Asia, we have ASEAN, but it has the potential to be something like that. Maybe not. It could be if we can talk about confederation.
But this ASEAN, it's like what we have, like African Union. Also, it should not be productive as long as unless it also work in the same framework that I'm talking about.
Sorry.
And it should be productive if it is working in the same framework like the one I'm talking about.
Yes.
Otherwise, people, when they go in the meeting, so they say, let's do this and this, but remember, so they put there, we are still having this visa. You cannot go in India, then you make business. You cannot go to Vietnam and you make business. You cannot go to China. So you need a visa. Sometimes they don't give it to you. So. It should not be productive, I'm telling you. Yeah. Also, yesterday I was talking about someone, and I told him like there is a need to revive Asia Africa. To revive it.
Yeah.
So you know this Asia Africa conference, it was important.
Bandung.
Yeah, Bandung conference was important. So, but also, if people should revive it, they bring it back, it should be an important aspect in terms of development. Yeah, I believe also something like that.
Yeah. Maybe Asia and Africa, is it possible to become a federation or something different?
Should not be a federation, but at least they should act and they get benefit.
More benefits,
they should use it, make it so they become more, so it becomes more beneficial
to each other.
Both sides, yes.
Okay. So that we are not too dependent on America, you know.
Yeah.
When we're talking about the
because Asia has so resources.
Yes,
so resources.
Asia and Africa. Yeah, in. To maybe to close the podcast, I want to share about my views regarding the future of the world, you know, the global order. We see that in every period of time there will be one country that will be the hegemon, like the superpower. Right now it's America since 1991 after the fall of Berlin Wall, the fall of the communism idea. They have been the single ruler of the world. But we see right now they are being challenged by China, by India, by Russia, and but especially China and America are fighting, and China is quite winning right now on economy, but America is still winning on military and technology and economy and military and technology. Yes. Mm. And in the future, we should see a new power coming. That this power should be a power that unifies all the parts of the world and to uphold justice. It's not like what America has done. You know, they have entered Iraq, they have entered Afghanistan unjustly. So we don't need a superpower like this. Of course, they have the good sides. Yeah, American has the good sides, but the bad side is also clear to see. So we need a new superpower, and
I think so far what people need, what country need the less respect from one another.
Yes.
A one state respect another state. This is what people, what nations need the most. So we should understand that actually that this planet, we have the same right. I don't have the more right than you, because the planet is not. It's not my father who created the planet. Yes, it has been created for all of us. So we have to share what we have on this planet. That's number one. So we have to respect one another. So we have to work collaboratively, provide that we get the same interest, provide we get mutual benefits, something like that. So this is what I believe. So, but if they become a superpower, I do become a superpower. So you should have. Actually, we should understand that we have to live, for we need peace all of us. But if people is working, they want to become superpower, that's not good. If you become a superpower, so what will you do after you become superpower?
You will help the other country.
Yeah, that which is bad, because nobody has been created to rule other. Yeah, we have been just created on the same way. We have been given all potentials. We have been given equal chance, equal opportunity on this planet. So why would somebody want to become a superpower? Actually, this concept is even wrong.
Yeah. I mean, what I mean is the realistic way. Like,
That's how it is. You can't even not change it. But it should not be something which might happen on this planet. So we should strive to work so that if I have something and you don't have, I should even maybe help you, but help you in a mutual way, in a mutual beneficial way, without saying, hey, this one is weak. No, of course, maybe you might even be weak because I'm the one who make you weak. Sometimes, yeah. So we need collaboration, we need respect from one another. So this might make this planet more enjoyable.
Yeah, I mean that's the ideal, that's the goal. But if we see the reality, it may not happen because some countries are just big, you know, bigger than the others in terms of size and you know, economical size and so on. So how would you solve this problem? You know, that some countries are just bigger than the other countries. So how would you normalize their intention to be a superpower after
this
America?
This situation has existed for so long.
Yeah.
I think you have heard of Greek people. Have you ever heard of them?
Yes.
They have been strong. After they fall, I think there is a certain Macedonia which becomes also strong. After Macedonia fall, I think they were
Persian.
They were Mongolia. Mongolia becomes the powerful than Persian or Persian before.
I think Persian first.
Persian. Later Mongolian.
Yes.
Mongolian also have been destroyed by Arabic.
Yes.
Arabic later by Turkey, if I remember.
Yeah.
So what I want to tell you, but after Turkey, I think it was
America. The Ottoman, after the Ottoman, America.
I think after the Ottoman,
Union Soviet with America, they were together.
When did the Ottoman fall? I think Ottoman falls in. Later maybe America. So what I want to tell you is that since long time, there was this kind of this same person who said I'm a superpower.
Yeah.
So I don't know when will this situation end, because you see, more than 2,000 years, we used to, even more than 2,500, we used to have those people call themselves superpower.
Yes.
And they want to rule the whole world. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was in the same situation there is like the same one you have today.
Yes.
Maybe if somebody should live from Macedonia up to Indian rivers, up to Indian, and he's making it one country. So you understand how it is big. So the situation has been there for so long. Maybe I don't know how it will end, because it has been there for so long. Everybody wants this thing. So I'm the superpower. Hey, you have to do this. Thing. So.
Maybe with the new generation, you know.
Maybe, yeah. Yes. The new generation might change that.
Yeah. Okay, then. That's all for our great dialogue today. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Teo. Yeah.